Well, Mr. Akhundzadeh, that was a good point that we had our guests there point out to, and that is the definition of terrorism, which, well, quite surprisingly, there isn't a clear one. Do you hope that this conference, perhaps, as one of its pillars, can define that?
Naturally, this will be a subject that would be dealt in. But responding to what our friend said, yes, there are different opinions, and for example, that because of deprivation of the people or poverty, that is one of the root cause of the terrorism. But I think that's not only the subject. For example, some figures who were involved in terrorist activities, they were rich people. Some countries who are involved in terrorist activities, they are very rich country, very powerful country. So what we are trying to develop gradually is that we have to change the concept and how we do define the new world order that is developing, what we are seeing in the Middle East right now. The American administration, for example, they used to support dictatorial regime in our parts of the world, closing their eye totally to whatever action they were doing against their people, to whatever tyrannical measures they were taking, and also in other parts of the world. We say that period is over. No, there is an awakening among the people in different parts of the world. They reject those kinds of policy, and they reject that kind of idea. We are looking forward for a new world, particularly for the new generation who hope to utilize to the maximum the benefit of science, technology, being together, looking forward with futuristic idea. And I think nobody is going to buy the old arguments of demonizing Iran or telling Iran is being supporting the terrorist activities, because they have witnessed the double standards. There are a lot of cases, and I think the simple example is that whenever we invite anybody from those countries, when they come to Iran, when they see with their own eyes, when they go back to their country, they get a totally different picture. So that's why I think this is a very good opportunity for every individual, every country who wanted to visualize a new world based on transparency, based on justice, based on respect for one another, based on recognizing the basic fundamental rights of their citizen to enjoy a life with dignity and with prosperity.
Philippe Oledo, we had Mr. Akhundzadeh paint a very optimistic picture about this conference, and his sentiment on this sounds very bright in terms of what its goal is. But correct me if I'm wrong, isn't one of the challenges going to be organizations, and we can mention the UN, and I want to talk about it, I want you to talk about it in the context of this Arab Spring, as Mr. Akhundzadeh pointed out. The UN has been blamed for being biased towards the goals of certain countries. And of course, we want to put an example forward, as we talked briefly, you did, and that was the Libya war, where the UN, of course, after gaining and garnering, the United States garnering that support from its coalition partners, used the armed wing of the UN, and that was NATO, to come in. Is that going to be one of the challenges, based on what this conference wants to achieve, when you have a big organization like the UN, which is not following its protocols?
Well, organizations like the United Nations, like anyone else, they tend to pay more attention to the people who pay their bills. And the United States is, I believe it's the largest single contributor financially to the United Nations, and was a much greater political supporter when the United Nations was more in line with its international goals. To the extent that the UN has members who are willing to speak up and to challenge the United States, and that the US cannot always get its way in that organization, it'll be less sympathetic to it. But still, the way the organization is set up with the UN Security Council, a holdover from the days of World War II, when a few countries in the world can exercise veto power over nearly 200 countries, the U.S. is in a position to get its way on those issues that it really wants to. So it will also be in a position to define where the security threats are in the world. Is it worldwide poverty, or is it certain states and organizations that it would like to see destroyed? In the case of Libya, that's a country that has been a thorn in the side for U.S. foreign policy for a long time, less so recently, but still an administration that the U.S. government would like to see removed. And so it was able to cajole support for an intervention from the Arab League and from the UN, and then went far beyond what had been previously internationally approved, and opened up a direct warfare with the aim of regime change, which is a very dangerous thing for any country to support, because if it's all right for the U.S. to do that against one country, even if there are legitimate grievances, then it theoretically it's all right to do it to other countries. So I wish the conference and its sponsors and participants every success. It's another example of another center of political gravity in the world exercising independence from the domination of world politics by one country or one small set of countries. And hopefully it'll help to build a sense of cooperation in the area in which people can not only struggle against the threat of terrorism, but also to remove those base causes of terrorism, such as poverty and ignorance and political repression.
Well, Mr. Ahunzada, Philip Valero talks about a center of gravity. I'm looking down here, representatives from over 60 countries, might include six presidents. You have some big organizations, the United Nations, the Organization of the Islamic Conference, SCO, to name a few.
Yeah.
The question I have is this a regional approach from the beginning you think that is going to prove successful in combating terrorism, or does it need to have everybody on board at the same time, on the same page to move forward? Because some say it's good to work out problems regionally and then to expand further. How is the approach going to be introduced in this conference?
Well, I think it covers both areas. Last year, we concluded an agreement in the Caspian Sea area while the president of five countries were gathering in Baku. In fact, we concluded a security deal fighting terrorist activity within the littoral state of the Caspian Sea. We had also understanding with some neighboring countries on combating terrorism, drugs, and other vices that exist in this part of the world. But what I have said, this is a simultaneous approach. On global issue, we have to think globally. The international community, they are suffering, in fact, from the very perception of terrorism. It terrorizes anybody when they get in newspaper, their TV, the news of innocent people being killed. So we have gradually to develop a culture, as I've said, and that could be possible. Of course, UN has to do a lot in order to bring closer the viewpoints of different countries regarding, as what our friend said on the other side, the definition of terrorism. And I think it is very important if we could reach understanding gradually and then develop further a convention. Of course, on practical terms, one may say, well, it is not usable to use United Nations or other international organizations, but we are not living in an ideal world. We have to deal with the existing mechanism. And I think the more international community, particularly the public opinion, is aware of the intention and the action of different governments, I think they will make the right decision. As I have said, we are trying to introduce a new platform that the culture of peace, the culture of stability, the culture of good relation with others, including our neighbors, and then with others. We are having participants from Latin America. We are having participants from Africa. We are having from South Asia and Central Asia. I mean, from countries where their people are subject, some of them, to the terrorist activities, or they are being victim of terrorists. So it is not really an exercise in futility. This is a real politics. This is a real message that Islamic Republic of Iran being victim of terrorist activity. Our country was victim of chemical warfare. And we fought strongly. We participated for, in fact, concluding convention on combating chemical weapons. And that's working right now. So this is another attempt by Iran to send this strong message that Iran is a flag carrier of campaign against international terrorism.
Well, it sounds like a very valiant effort that Iran is putting forward. I hope all the results are towards the goals that you're working for. Unfortunately, we have ran out of time.
Thank you.
Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister, Mohammad Mahdi Akhundzadeh, thank you very much for joining us in the studios here. I also want to thank Phil Valeto, editor of Virginia Defender. He's also an author from Richmond, Virginia. And of course, you, the viewer, for watching, send us your questions or comments. We'd love to hear from you. Newsroom at presstv.ir. From Mikhail Gatakwe and the entire team here in the capital, Tehran, is goodbye.